from the heart of Europe to the world. Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones. R-T-I.
Welcome to Postcard from Bob Brad, and boy oh boy, is it going to be different today. There could be trouble ahead. Petra's in the studio with me. Hello, Petra.
Hi.
Are you right?
Yep.
Oh, my God. And we'll explain why in a minute. Over there, languishing in windy land, it's none other than Lee G. Banks.
Is it Christmas yet?
Bah humbug.
Oh, dear.
What, you went to say something else?
Yes.
Yes, we usually do.
Say hello.
Well, yeah, as soon as we've already been talking to each other for the last 2 minutes, Rachel told me off. Petra ignored me, and nobody wished me happy Christmas.
Marvellous.
Well, I did, but you're old and you're dead.
Rach, he didn't have his... He didn't have his hearing aid turned up.
Oh, that's right.
True. And in Darwin, it's none other than Rachel Brunsdon.
Good evening. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Merry Christmas to you all, especially to Lee, since he's got a bug in a certain place about it. But I would like to tell you that Darwin's lovely this time of year. It's currently 26.1 disease, 91.
She's been on the eggnog again.
It's raining, but we actually had a very, very lovely Merry Christmas. It was fantastic.
Would you like to do the weather here, Petra?
No, rather not. I'm disappointed.
Why?
Well, because it's not cold, it's not white, it's not snowy.
It's quite warm, really, isn't it?
Yeah, 9 degrees.
Yeah.
9 degrees.
9 degrees,
that's cool. 9 degrees. Anyway, we're going to say hi to wherever you are in the Americas, Talk Radio X, of course. Happy Christmas and pending New Year. Hi to the guys at Breeze Replay, you lovely folks on Audio Boo, if I can get my teeth in. And, of course, as the young lady says at the beginning, all of those listening on Windows 8, mobile, PC and phone, of which there are thousands of you. So thank you ever so much for that, because we watch you joining us more and more every week. And what is different about this week? Well, radio stations around the world do this stupid, boring thing, and they go, let's have a review of 2013. Well, that's stupid, because we've already done it. And it's a bit daft. And to be honest, it's a bit of a stocking filler, that one. We could do the news, but there's not much around that's any good.
I have a story about that.
Well, I'm sure
about the news not being good.
Yeah, I know.
And also, I'd like to do the British weather as well as we've done Australian weather, European weather.
Gosh.
And I was ignored. And we're the only one who are actually.
Oh, come on, just say, what's the weather like in Britain, Lee?
It's terrible, Petra.
You've got floods.
Thank you for asking.
Yeah, it's terrible, Petra. They got floods and high winds.
Petra, now everybody else is doing the English weather apart from me.
No, sorry, shut up, everybody. I'm listening to Lee now.
And also, just to add something to Eric's comments about the fact there's no news about.
You were supposed to talk about the weather, not the news.
Oh, no, it's related. It's related, Petra. Okay. I understand you. Thank you. No, thank you for being polite and pointing that out. I think that's spot on. Thank you, Petra. You're a wonderful human being. It's very simply... I can smell something. No, it's not. It's the truth. It's just happened. I've just heard it. Right?
Yeah.
Radio Shropshire...
Oh, not them again.
I've just put out a plea about the weather.
Yeah.
This is the truth, saying... can you phone in and tell us if nothing has happened to you in the weather? They have just done that. And they have said, why should all these people who've been caught in the disaster get all the spotlight? Well done, Johnny. I can't remember his last name.
Oh, never mind.
That's
Johnny
hilarious.
Johnny Rotten. Anyway, to explain this week's programme, Lee, Rachel and I know absolutely nothing about what's coming up. The reason... Well,
same as every other week.
I was waiting for that.
Neither does Petra.
Because this week the programme is being not only produced by Petra, it's also being controlled by Petra. And I swear, cross my heart, hope to die and all that sort of stuff, I have not seen the questions. I know nothing about them, whether they're questions or topics. But we are going to get thrown, the three of us so-called professional broadcasters, are going to get topics thrown at us that we have to discuss to Petra's approval. Yeah, that'll do.
This is radio. Whose line is it anyway? This is radio improv.
This is
best or worst, where it is yet to be determined.
This is radio with Petra as the dominatrix of the airwaves.
Indeed. Yes,
Petra.
She just grinned rather wildly when you said that.
Well, it's because it's nearly New Year and I haven't flirted with you yet. Oh, I'm ready to flirt with you when you want, Petra.
I missed that.
Right.
Oh, God!
So here we go then, boys and girls. This is Postcard from Pop Rad with Petra in the hot seat. What we got then?
Well, I have 27 topics or questions and I just chose one and it says, why is it that people say they slept like a baby when babies wake up like every 2 hours?
That's a very good
question. So I wake up every 2 hours.
That's a good question.
And Eric wakes up every 2 hours because they're both old and have very shriveled up prostates. And they have to wee every 2 hours, so they do sleep like babies.
No.
And I am starting to reach that age where I have to wake up in the middle of the night. So, in actual fact, that is why I think that they say that. Otherwise, it is babies who have been very well fed and slumber all night.
So what you're saying is I should eat more at night?
Yeah.
Or have a hot milk.
Hot milk. No, I've got a very bad thing in my head when you said that. I have got something very bad in my head.
No, I know what you're thinking of, and let's not.
And it doesn't give milk.
That is...
To do with a Jersey cow.
Do you know, that phrase about the sleeping like a baby?
Yeah.
It's as nuts as people who say, I'm going to dial somebody on the phone.
No, it isn't. That's a tradition. That's a reference to a tradition. Sleeping like a baby is the equivalent.
So what you're saying is, when I want to call Petra on my mobile phone, I spin it round and round on the desk, and it dials it, right?
Yeah, but it's like a colloquium. It's like a homage to things that worked in the past.
Right.
Dial telephones were easy. You just dial a phone. And it was a phone, and it would make a phone call, and somebody would pick it up and answer it. And that's all you wanted your phone to do.
It's like Londoners have got a phrase, see you later.
Well, you can't, what's wrong with that then?
Well, because they don't.
Well, they're going to see you like in a year's time.
That's because they're Londoners, isn't it? They're all liars.
Well, dog's life.
Sleeping like the dead is the one I don't understand because the dead aren't technically sleeping. They're technically dead.
Yes.
So and they're not going to wake up.
No.
Unless they're Snow White.
Yeah.
That's wrong. It's a reference to Christianity.
Is it?
Yeah. The resurrection. You sleep like the dead.
There's always one smarty pants.
That is it. That is historically correct. I'm sleep like a log. Why do you sleep like a log?
Because it's flat on the ground and kind
that's
of.
The only
okay, that's it. Next question.
I'm not talking about me sleeping like a baby.
You used all your time, Lee. Shut up now.
I don't sleep like a baby because I'm in a cot.
Now there is something more for guys. Why do most cars have speedometers that go up to at least 130 miles when you legally can't go that fast on any road?
Speedometers.
Speedometers.
I love it.
Do
you want me to?
Okay, rephrase it, Lee.
What our Prime Minister wears to the beach.
Yeah, Speedo, smell champagne. My hero, smell champagne.
Speedometer.
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 It was funnier the other way.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Eric can answer this question, I think.
What's
because
that?
Because he's one of those people. You can answer this
question. No, he drives like an old woman, slowly. I don't think he broke the speed limit.
Oh, no, I didn't. No, you're quite right, Petra. I never break a speed limit.
The former Hell's Angel born to be mild.
I've got the answer. I have the answer. It's because boys do things that girls don't do.
Yes.
Yes, they go on track days where they take their cars round legally above the speed limit, so they need to know what the speedo was saying to see how fast their car goes. And
have you done some sort of market research on this? How do you know girls don't do this? I know girls that enjoy car racing and driving very fast.
Exactly. Thank you, Rachel.
On a track day.
Oh, this is a girl on a motorcycle who's asking the question.
Yeah. And I tried it on a track.
Did you?
Have you?
Slovakia Ring, yeah.
Were you flying next to your motorbike?
No.
Those fast vehicles are meant to go fast for people like the police and the ambulances. And
very
the
good, yes, we like that. Do you like that answer?
I do.
No, but when you've got a car like me, a Benchler, then
Chrysler.
You have to go really
Chrysler.
Fast so that people don't scratch it.
Chrysler.
Right.
Christ,
okay, next one. Next one. If all the nations in the world are in debt,
yes,
where did all the money go?
Exactly. Who's got all the gold?
It was Rachel.
Rachel
must be.
It
she's
was
got
Rachel. She went to that mine near Darwin, pulled the big plug out, and it all went down a big hole.
And she's got it in her hot pants now.
Yes,
I have. Hot pants. Brunsden has got the it all trapped. I've cached my cash, and its whereabouts are even unknown to me.
Do you want to really answer?
Yeah.
You want a really answer?
Uh-huh.
The really answer is everything that was asset valued became devalued asset wise, and therefore there was less real money around because the real money that was being stacked up against the asset values actually wasn't there anymore, so we went down the toilet. Okay.
That's a very good answer because it basically backs the answer I was going to
give. Oh, and Eric was first. What a shame.
No, that's what I'm saying. He's backing it up, backing my answer up. Yeah. By his was like an intro to my answer. He knew that I would have the intelligent answer to this.
Uh-oh.
And basically...
Oxymoron alert.
I wish you wouldn't be so rude about these bulls. I'm going to make that joke every time, because that's the only posh word you know, isn't it? Oxymoron.
Excuse me, there are two words. One is oxymoron.
Yeah.
And the other one is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
That's not a word.
Paradox
is a word.
Can you spell it?
No. I can spell it.
He's dyslexic. He doesn't know how to spell it.
True. And proud.
So,
IT. How do you spell it?
Oh, very good, Rach. Ha 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 ha.
Hey, oh my goodness.
How do you spell it?
IT.
Yeah, spell it.
IT.
Tumbleweed moment.
Yes.
Tumbleweed. Okay, next one.
Wait, I want to hear the crickets chirping in response to that humour.
You made the crickets laugh. Yeah. All the little crickets there laughing.
All right, next one coming. Why is it that no matter which end of the hall you are standing, the other end is always down the hall?
That's true as well.
No, I go up the hall. It's like going
you
to London.
You do not go up the hall.
You do. You go down to London and up the hall.
You go down the hall. She's right.
Down the hall. How do you know
Have you had intelligence pills or what?
Yeah, you have halls in Slovakia.
Yes.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you have houses?
Yeah.
No, we're living in a cave. We light up the fire. And, you know, that's the heating. But it's very romantic.
You're saying it's rubbing noses.
I didn't get there. I was going to say it's very romantic to rub the nose and keep warm that way.
Well, that's it. That's what happens.
Getting all Eskimo on us.
Rudolph, he lived in
But it's true. How come you always go down the hall?
So Rob says, where's down the hall?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get a word of that, but yeah.
I understood.
What did you say, Rachel?
Oh, sorry, Rachel.
I said, Rob will say, you know, where's so-and-so? And I go, down the hall.
Yeah.
Do you say up the kitchen?
No, I usually say, look for it yourself, stupid.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, there's a solution
there. Very good. I think
maybe that's why I'm not married to him yet. I must stop the abuse.
I think
pre-spousal abuse.
We are going to have to give a point to Petra.
What is the point to Petra?
Because we can't answer the question.
I get a pay rise.
I could have answered the question. Nobody lets me answer it.
Oh, go on then.
Lee, this one is for you.
Go on then.
Why did you leave your last job?
It's a long story, but basically...
Make it short.
I like you as a producer. I like you.
Producer. She's so demanding, isn't she? And you can imagine standing there in a motorcycle.
Will I get my answer?
Yeah, I'm just going to do the answer now, dear.
Ooh.
Right, the reason I left...
Whip crack away!
...was because... We had a new editor in with a sweeping broom, and he was sweeping it clean. And I could see the heads of department falling left, right and centre. So I went in to see him, and all I said to him was, is my job safe? And he looked at me, and he didn't really say anything. So I said, because I just want you to know, I can live on the streets. I'm good enough to live on the streets. And within 3 weeks, I was.
I can tell you why I left my last job.
Okay. Go on, Lee, Rach.
Go on.
Because they made me.
Because they shut the prison.
Oh.
They made you. You got sacked.
They said, Rach, we really like you, but we've decided that this company is now going to be liquidated. So here's a redundancy package. I went, thanks, dudes.
Brilliant.
And then I returned to radio, the nefarious radio. And
what
I've
job
been
were you doing,
happy
Rach?
And employed ever since.
What job were you doing, Rach?
I was working for a market research company.
Oh, right.
And I was doing all their event management stuff and
brilliant.
Various other tasks.
So you worked in smoke and mirrors?
I did. I worked in Illusion. I was like
Illusion.
David. I was like David Rusty Copperfield.
No, it was that 1980s track, Rach. Just an illusion. Wah, wah, wahoo.
Smoke and mirrors of corporateness.
Yes.
Shall we give
Do you believe
Eric
in magic?
A chance?
Oh, yeah, Eric, why did you leave your last job? It was because they hated you and you were crap.
What was the last job?
I suppose my last radio job was at LBC 97.3 FM, The Talk of London, which I left in the December and started work for our chairman, Jan, in the January because he made me an offer I couldn't refuse.
Okay. So you left because you wanted to?
I did leave. It was really hard work leaving, funnily enough, because I loved LBC. And when I left, I was given praises by everybody, which was really nice.
You won't get it now when you
what
leave.
What did you get? Tell us who's your praises. Rachel told us what a job was. You tell us what praises you got.
I got a large bottle of shampoo.
Shampoo?
I mean champagne. And some
large bottle of milk.
And a nice extra paycheck.
Oh,
how much?
I'm not telling you.
Tell me.
That's indiscreet. That's
it over?
No, it's too personal. No.
That's indiscreet.
But no, that's true. And prior to that, I did work for the BBC people, but I resigned.
Okay.
I'm not surprised.
I couldn't take it any longer.
I don't blame.
Yes, they live in a different planet. As one person said to me once, I was standing in Broadcasting House in front of a picture, a huge picture, about 6 foot tall, of Lord Reith, who started the BBC. And this guy said to me, I hope some of Lord Reith rubs off on you, Eric. And I went, please no! Please no!
Every time somebody says Lord Reith, I think of Lord Wraith and the wraiths from the Lord of the Rings.
Lord Reith.
Which I'm missing right now while doing a show with you. So can we go to the next question, please?
This is Lord Reith. We're going to close the television at 6 o'clock so the children go to bed. And that's what they did. They did.
I remember that. When was that?
Certainly in the 50s. From
gosh, you're that old.
So I don't remember.
Oh, my gosh.
He's really old.
And I think somebody will correct me, but I'm sure if my history is correct... It went forward into the 1960s.
Oh, it wasn't even planned then.
Were you at university in England then, Petra?
No, I wasn't even planned.
I wasn't either. I was waiting to be an accident.
Yeah, so was I. I was just
Okay, next one.
Yeah.
If the black block, if the black box in, what is it, flight recorder is never damaged during a plane crash, why isn't the whole plane made out of that stuff?
Brilliant question.
Like
brilliant
that.
I've heard this before.
Yes.
And it's because it's too expensive.
Yep.
And it's too logical.
It's also too heavy.
Yeah, it's really heavy. You couldn't get it off the ground.
No, you'd be very uneco-friendly because you'd have to double the jets and use more fuel, and then the green people would be running around kicking your bottom.
Okay, next one.
Good question, though, Petra. That's the sort of question that I like to ask. Things don't make sense sometimes, do they?
They don't.
No, but they never do for you, really, Lee. But you know,
Lee,
no,
that's right, Lee, yeah. This one is for you,
life.
Lee, darling. Listen to me.
I'm listening to you.
Would you rather never be able to lie or never be able to tell the truth?
Oh,
boy!
Joy!
I philosophical deep.
Oh,
I think I can answer that, though, and I think I'm qualified to answer it more than other people on this.
Get you!
That's why I asked you.
I have had a long and illustrious career as a tabloid journalist. And
liar.
So I suppose, and I know I'm going to get shot for this honesty and everything else. I know it's just going to backfire, but I have to be truthful.
Liar.
And the simple fact is, if I wanted to have my career that I've already had, then I would have to say I would only be able to lie.
I was going to say, the truth is you lie.
It's not lying. It's living at the upper echelons of the truth.
Well, I like how you tell the truth about lying, because there's always denial about lying, and then there's denial about truth about truth.
True.
But you own your liar pants on fire. You own your liar liarness, and I respect that.
And you can be conservative with the truth as well.
You can be conservative with a lie.
This is true. This is true. But this is, I'm going to get shot for this story. I know I am. I'm going to get into such deep water, but I don't care. Last January, we did my boss and I, Jan, we had a pact for New Year, kind of like a New Year's resolution. And I will have to use the initials, which mean liar. What we said was we would agree between the two of us, no BS during 2013. And do you know what he said to me last week?
No.
It's really hard not doing BS, isn't it, for a whole year?
But see, sometimes, like, especially in broadcasting, I think that is a loose term. Sometimes it is required negotiation and diplomacy.
Well, you just say white lies.
There's a lot of schmoozing going on, and there's a lot of, to-ing and fro-ing and negotiating. So sometimes you have to give a little and take a little and...
Can I tell another true story about Slovakia and broadcasting and bending the truth?
If you're short.
Well, I think Lee was here at the time.
He is short, actually, isn't he, Petra?
In fact, I think Lee
was... Nothing wrong with short people, thank you very much.
Short people. Like,
wonderful.
Who wrote that song about short people?
I don't know, but it was a little song.
Well, I forget.
Anyway, so I think Lee was here at the time.
Yeah.
And it was one of the first times I'd ever come to Slovakia with Jan. And he took us onto the rivers that go between the three countries, which I can't remember the name of.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's the three Coins Mountains or something up there. And normally, this river flows like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd agreed with my producer that we would record some stuff up there, which would go out on BBC World Service. The trouble is, when we got there, the water was slow. It was about a few inches deep, and you couldn't hear the white water rafting type sounds. So I ended up putting this recorder in a plastic bag.
It was a puddle.
I ended up hanging out the side of this boat with a recorder with a few pinprick holes on it to make the sound go through better, close to the water as I could get, splashing my hands in it and going, "My God, it's really terrible here. Listen to the waves."
Yes.
And that was what was broadcast.
Liar.
The telephone trick, when you don't want to talk to somebody and you're on your mobile and you're, "I'm going through the telephone. I can't..." Hang up.
So next time I talk to you and you do that, I won't believe you.
No, exactly. I know.
liar.
All the secret. Your brilliant questions are bringing out all the secrets here.
As far as
lying as a journalist is concerned, I have to take issue with what Rachel said. And I understand what she said, and I think she's quite right. That very often in a corporate environment, lies are told because of committees, because of the way companies want to present themselves. Whereas in journalism, if lies are ever told, it is only basically by accident because you want to improve a story to make it more interesting.
Right, that was a good lie.
Okay, next one.
Right, here we go.
I made that up. Yeah.
Why is it that night falls but day breaks?
Well,
that's a good one as well.
I can answer this though.
Pay rise.
We're going to have to. We can't do this program anymore, guys.
Should we get rid of her now?
Because it's too intelligent, you know.
I know the answer to this question. May I answer this question?
I think you should, because you'll make a lot of old people very happy, Rach.
Okay. Night falls because nighttime, everybody's really tired, including the birds, except in Darwin, because we know that the birds squawk at 11 o'clock at night. But that's okay, because they're wildlife and they're convicts. Anyway, night falls because everybody's exhausted, so it falls.
Right.
And then in the morning, the day breaks because your sleep has been broken.
What a load of
old. That was the words of a marketing lady doing smoke and mirrors.
Exactly. No wonder you didn't think it.
And excuse me, but it was brilliant.
It was good. I'll give you that. Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Can I explain why?
In about 30 seconds, yes.
Dead easy. It's because night is a canopy which is pulled down from the top of
here we go.
Down to the horizon.
BBC Four again.
Day is the opening of God's curtains, God's light, and it lifts up to reveal the air and reveal the sky and the sun and the little birdies.
That's not lying.
Lee, have you ever stood in front of that 6-foot picture of Lord Reith?
Lord Reith?
Yeah, I like Lord Reith. He was my friend.
Lord Reith?
He never tried rubbing off on me, though.
Oh, did he? Is that another lie?
I think you've had an infusion of him. Sorry, a transfusion. I'm getting Slovak on the brain now, aren't I? This is getting bad.
Uh-huh.
I'm speaking Slovak. Anyway, we'll be back with more questions in part two from Petra, where we try to resolve the world's biggest issues that we didn't think about because we're not that clever. With Rachel down in Darwin, Lee over there in Shropshire, me here in Potbrad, which is why we call it Postcard from Potbrad, and the guest producer of the week, none other than Petra Norrisova. The sort of eloquent bit of the office, I suppose.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.